You're listening to another edition of the LCJ Q&A. As always, I'm your host, Lights, Camera, Jackson. Joining me right now are the directors of the Oscar-nominated animated short film Negative Space, Ru Kuwahata and Max Porter. Ru and Max, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You are welcome. First of all, I got to congratulate you on the Oscar nomination. How does it feel?
Well, thank you so much. It's been overwhelming, and we're so excited, and we feel so lucky to have had such an amazing team that really poured passion and love into our project.
Where were you guys when you got the news?
Oh, go ahead, Max.
I'm sorry. We had just woken up, and it was 8:22. We were sitting in front of our computer. I was drinking some coffee, and we were drinking some CT, and we were just watching the YouTube live stream.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm glad they stream it on YouTube and they put some of the other categories on ABC. Yeah, that was quite a morning. I gotta tell you guys, this short, it starts out, the concept is very clever, and then it builds and builds so elegantly and dramatically right to the end. Could you feel as you were working on this that there were parts of this story that really hit home?
Max?
First of all, thank you so much. We're in different locations, so we're trying to coordinate answering the questions. Thank you so much. Really, we owe a lot to the original poem by Ron Corchi. Negative Space is based on a 150-word prose poem with the same title by Ron Corchi. And for us, the poem sort of built in the same way that you described. It started sort of with this cute connection, and there's almost like a depth that reveals itself throughout. And really what made us want to do this project was we felt our own personal connection to the material. I think because it's a father and son relationship, because it's a parent and child relationship, it is a universal theme, and we were able to each bring our own definite personal connection to the realization of the project.
And was it challenging because you're only working with 150 words as your source material?
No, actually, it was perfect because it was so simple. We were able to explore visually, add subtext, and really put our own story on top of that. So I feel like it was a perfect way to start with something simple, and then we could just go much deeper and further out, but still try to respect the original poem.
Mm. And when you watch this, the stop-motion animation right from the start, it's just fantastic. And I really want to know, Max, I'll start with you on this, and Ru, you can jump in. How big are these sets and these characters?
So the smallest character is about 6 inches tall or so, and the largest character is about 9.5 inches. The sets are definitely, our largest one, the exterior of Brooklyn or Baltimore, that exterior city scene is, it looks a lot larger than it actually is because we use a forced perspective to really exaggerate the sense of space. The sets are maybe 2.5 meters.
Speaking of Baltimore, I think you're based in Baltimore, right, with Tiny Inventions? Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. So we're based in Baltimore, and we go by Tiny Inventions. It's like a director's duo name. But the production for Negative Space was done with Icky Films and Manuel Com, which are both in France. Mm. So we had this really amazing and fun journey in France for 9 months making this film, Negative Space. And we had this whole French team, so majority was done in France.
All right. And if you're an animation fan, there are a number of cool visual technical moments. One of them that stood out to me was the waves of all the suitcase items rushing towards the boy, the main boy character. How exactly did you create that sequence?
So that sequence was animated by our lead animator, Sylvain, and it was a big shot for us, and we knew we had to really invest a lot of time and energy into it because it was such an important sequence. But on a technical level, it's actually quite simple. We have all of the small pieces of clothing that Lou had constructed. And inside them, we rigged them with small wire, and we added a layer of plasticine inside the clothing so that we could actually animate the wrinkles. So that was how the detailed animation was done. But the entire wave was propped up over a large piece of cinefoil, which is almost like this heavy-duty tin foil. So we were able to get that sort of wave-like structure for the overall movement.
That is pretty cool. And Rue, tell me about the choice of music. It's very dramatic, how it's kind of part of the symbolism and sets the tone for the film.
Sure. I actually have to pass this question to Max because he's the one who worked with our composer and sound designer, Bram Meijersma, from Amsterdam.
All right, Max.
So the music, we weren't sure if we were going to actually have music when we started the project. We thought that there was an intimacy to the narration, and we didn't want the music to really tell the audience how to feel. But then we needed something to take the character and take the audience from the present day scene into the past. And music was just a really nice device and a really nice way of getting into the character's headspace. So we tried to make the music as minimal as possible. It's really just a few keys, and they're sort of reverberating to create almost a sound bed underneath all the other sound effects.
We're with Rue Kuwahata and Max Porter, the Oscar-nominated directors of the animated short film Negative Space. It's about organization, especially in suitcases, in luggage. I thought a little bit about the George Clooney movie Up in the Air as I was watching it. So I got to ask you guys, would you consider yourselves to be neat, tidy, and organized people?
Such a funny question. Yes, absolutely. I think people who do animation or even furthermore stop motion animation tends to be pretty like obsessive compulsive about small things, and I feel like we did have to plan quite a lot, and we had a really amazing crazy Excel sheet so we could communicate, and we had planned everything in CG, so we knew exactly which table to use for which set and which room to shoot. So it was really organized, and I think in general that's how we go our day by day.
Very good. And what is the one thing that you have to pack in your suitcase when you're going on a trip?
That's a hard question. For me, it's my night guard, because I tend to bite when I'm sleeping. It's totally unconscious. So I had broken two of my teeth from this. So if I don't have my night guard, I'm usually a little bit nervous going to sleep. So that's something I can't forget.
Okay. Max, what about you?
This is something that Rue introduced me to, and I don't know the technical the name for it, but there are these charcoal pills. They're just these magical pills that if you have an upset stomach, they just cure you immediately. What are those called, Drew?
It's called Serogan. It's a Japanese herbal medicine. It's black, round. It almost looks like a booger. But you take four of them, and it just heals everything so quickly. And especially when you go to different locations or different countries, it's very helpful.
It gets the job done. Very good. So here's the really cool thing, is that everybody will get the chance to see Negative Space as part of the Oscar-nominated animated short films presentation that's going to be opening in select theaters around the country starting this Friday, February the 9th. How do you guys feel about everybody around the country being able to see your short?
It's definitely really cool because, short films or short animation films don't really have a wider reach to general audience. It tends to be for film festivals or online. So the fact that it goes on theaters all over the country and people who don't usually watch animation get to watch it, that's it's amazing. And I'm so excited that more people get to watch our film and then we get to share what we worked on for the past 2 years.
All right. And for both of you guys, Oscar night is approaching. Who would you most like to meet when you go to the Academy Awards?
I think our answer is probably going to be the same, right?
Yeah, I think so. Max, do you want to answer this then?
Yeah, so we both really hope we get a chance to meet Agnes Varda. She's the filmmaker of Vagabond and Cleo 5-7, and she's up for her first Oscar nomination.
Oh, fantastic. Cool. I hope you get to meet her. I hope you get to meet tons of animation heroes. Who are some of your animation heroes?
Wow.
I know, that's
long,
like,
long conversation.
That's a hard one. Yeah, like we can be on the phone for probably like 1 hour easily about this topic. Two of my favorite animation short filmmakers are Koji Yamamura from Japan and Jeremy Clapin from France. Mm. So yeah, they have been my heroes.
For me, it's Wendy Tilby and Amanda Forbes. They're the directors of When the Day Breaks, which is just a beautiful, beautiful short film.
Very nice. Well, once again, everybody out there, go see all of the animated short films that are nominated and some of the highly commended ones. I go to them every year. It's a really cool thing to do in select theaters across the country starting this Friday, February 9th, and then watch the Oscars Sunday, March 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC to see if Rue and Max win Best Animated Short Film for Negative Space. Best of luck, guys, and thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another edition of the LCJ Q&A.